This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President Draupadi Murmu has said that energy conservation is no longer just an option, but a necessity of the present time. Addressing the gathering on the National Energy Conservation Day in New Delhi today, the President emphasized that every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations.
भारत विश्व की सबसे तेजी से बढ़ती हुई अर्थव्यवस्था में से एक है। विकास की इस यात्रा में सभी नागरिकों तक बिजली की पहुंच, शहरीकरण, उद्योगिता विस्तार और जीवन स्तर पर सुधार के कारण ऊर्जा की आवश्यकता भी तेजी से बढ़ रही है। ऊर्जा की बचत, ऊर्जा का सबसे पर्यावरण अनुरूप और विश्वसनीय स्रोत है।
President Murmu said that India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition. The President noted that the country has fulfilled its clean energy commitments ahead of the stipulated time frame, marking an important achievement in the direction of enhanced energy efficiency and decarbonization. On the occasion, the President felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. Union Minister of State for Finance and seven-time MP Pankaj Chaudhary has been elected President of BJP's Uttar Pradesh unit. The official announcement was made by Union Minister and BJP election in charge Piyush Goyal in Lucknow today. Outgoing State President Chaudhary Bhupendra formally handed over the BJP flag to Pankaj Chaudhary, symbolizing the transfer of charge. Alongside the State President, BJP completed the election of its National Council members from Uttar Pradesh. A total of 120 new members were elected, including senior leaders such as Rajnath Singh, Yogi Adityanath, Brijesh Pathak, Kesha Prasad Maurya, Bhupendra Chaudhary, Smriti Irani, Surya Pratap Shahi, Swatantra Dev Singh and Ramapati Ram Tripathi. National Council members play a key role in selecting the party's national president. The Bharatiya Janata Party today hit out at the Congress Party for allegedly creating confusion over the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls process. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said that extensive discussions on electoral reforms had already taken place in Parliament. He noted that during these discussions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had responded point by point to all the questions raised by the opposition. In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and for class 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. Argentine footballer Lionel Messi landed in Mumbai today. It is his third pit stop in the four-city tour of India. In Mumbai, Messi is expected to attend the Paddle Goat Cup event at the Cricket Club of India Brabourne Stadium before proceeding to the Wankhede Stadium around 5 p.m. for the Goat India Tour main event. Mumbai police has tightened security arrangements, learning lessons from the chaotic scenes witnessed during his Kolkata appearance. With strict entry restrictions, watchtowers and crowd control measures in place, authorities aim to prevent stampede-like situations and ensure smooth conduct of events at Brabourne Stadium and Wankhede Stadium. The Commission for Air Quality Management in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas, CAQM, has directed the Delhi and NCR state governments to ensure strict compliance regarding postponement of physical sports competitions scheduled during this month. Reiterating an order of the Supreme Court, the CAQM said that continuation of outdoor physical sports activities during periods of adverse air quality pose a serious risk to the health of children, particularly in the current scenario of deteriorating air quality across the NCR. India will face Hong Kong in the finals of the World Squash Championship in Chennai today. India beat Egypt 3-0 in the semi-finals to storm into the finals last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.